אז גם לנו אלו יעקב אצל אדון עושה בת שיעה אדוני הושיע המלך יעננו ביום קוראינו וערבה לאדוני אחד יודע ולשאר מקימי העולם שאני קדמניות
regarding הלכה regarding the cost של ברכה of the ברכת המזון there was a case that happened the other night where there was a wedding following the wedding at the wedding hall there was שבע ברכות at the end So they gave the mezamen the kosher beracha, and he made the zimun, and the halakha says he has to hold the cup throughout the berkat hamazon. They have another cup that they fill with wine to give to everybody to make shiva berachot. And then after the shiva berachot, they go back to the mezamen, and he makes bereh pri hagefer on the kos. So there is no question that during berkat hamazon he has to hold the kos, a tefah above the table. His question was, does he have to hold the kos when everybody else is making the seven berachot? Or can he put it down temporarily? And then when it comes back to him, he can lift it up again and make the beracha. Hacham David Yosef in Halakha Berurah brings a proof from a Tosafot. The Tosafot is in Berachot Nun Aleph. There the Gemara is saying that when one holds the kos during Birkat HaMazon, he should hold it with his right hand, and he shouldn't assist with his left hand. He should hold it alone with his right hand. That shows importance. So Tosafot says, Simol Maushe Tiseyeh Liyamin. The Gemara says, could the left hand help the right hand? So Tosafot says, Bekosot Gedolot Mayri. Either we're talking about a big kos, so it's heavy, so he needs to, you know, assist. Or b'rosh chodesh tevet shechal liyot b'shabbat shu Hanukkah, or it's the day of the longest berkat hamazon of the year, where rosh chodesh tevet falls out on Shabbat. So the berkat hamazon has everything in it. It has al nisin, it has the tzeva al yisenu, and it has yaleh v'yavo. So therefore, that's a long berkat hamazon. So therefore, the Gemara wants to know: could you assist, you know, with holding the cup? And then Tosfos says, oh b'nisuin. Or at a nisuin. Now, what's the case of nisuin? The sarich la'arich b'berkat hamazon. It's a longer b'berkat hamazon because following the b'berkat hamazon, you have sheva berachot. So Chaim David wants a proof from over here that when you're making a sheva berachot, the mezamen who's holding the kos should hold the kos through the entirety, even including the sheva berachot. It must be pointed out, not everybody agrees with this. There's a rabbi called Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt. He wrote a sefer called the Bebot Ephraim. In Chelek Aleph, he quotes a different understanding that no, maybe Tosafot was only talking about when he himself was making all Sheva Berachot. Sometimes they did that. The one that made the Zimun, they gave him all seven. So if he's making all seven Berachot, then he has to hold the cup. But who said that Tosafot would say if they're giving it out to other people, that he still has to hold the course? So therefore, he says the proof of the Chacham David is not so conclusive from the Tosafot. He held that you could put it down until they come back to you. Lama'aseh, again, if it's easy for him to hold the course, like Chacham David says, Matoba Manaim. But it wouldn't be so critical if one had to be lenient because it was heavy. If you put it down, I don't think it's the worst, the worst crime. However, we should point out that there's an opinion of Chacham Tzevi. It's brought down in the Ba'er Hetiv. Hakam Sevi holds, what if a person, they give him to make the zimun and they give him the kos, but his hands shake, he's an old man or whatever, he's unable to hold the kos, but they gave him the zimun. So he says, you're able to give the kos to somebody else to hold for him, and then after Birkat HaMazon, he gives it back to them as a man, and then he could make Bure Priya Gefen. So according to that, in the case of the Sheva Berachot, if it's too difficult for the guy to hold the kos the whole time, so let him go to give it to the guy next to him, let him hold it for him, and they take off. They take turns. They do an exchange. He holds it for a couple of minutes, he brings it back, and so on and so forth. If it's too difficult for him to hold it himself, we can rely on the Hakam Sevi that says somebody else can hold it in the interim. Again, this just shows us that how important it is, this inyan of the kos of Birkat HaMazon, that they're making such a big noise on holding it for the duration of the berakha.